Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about, well, let's just say a familiar face in the political arena and his tariff policies. It's from Vanity Fair, written by Eric Lutz, published in, get this, April 2025. Talk about a blast from the past, huh?
2025? Wow. So, remind me, what was the big tariff deal back then?
Well, according to Lutz, Trump, in his supposed second term, slapped a 10% tariff on all trading partners, even higher on China. He called tariffs one of the most beautiful words. Can you believe that?
Beautiful? Economists were warning about potential recession, right?
Exactly. Lutz mentioned that warnings from economists and even some Republicans. They said tariffs aren't a magic wand, could raise prices and trigger a recession. But Trump insisted they were the greatest thing ever invented.
So what happened? Did everyone just go along with it?
Not quite. Lutz highlights Wall Street being mostly silent, powerful business leaders trying to dissuade Trump, and some Republicans even condemning the policy. Senators Collins, Murkowski, Paul, even McConnell voted against him.
Wow, McConnell? That's saying something. But what about the rest of the GOP? They all jumped on board, right?
Lutz describes a lot of dodging and hiding behind anonymity. Some senators lobbied for carve-outs, trying to protect their constituents. Senator Moran worried about farmers, saying our farmers are stretched. Lutz quips, aren't we all?
Ha, good one. So, what was the market reaction?
Stock futures plummeted, of course. But Trump, ever the optimist, posted on Truth Social, remember that? Saying, the operation is over. The patient lived. Comparing the economy to a, recovering patient.
A recovering patient? That's a bold analogy, given his, shall we say, checkered business history. Didn't he bankrupt casinos?
Lutz mentions that, yeah, he even compares Trump's tariff plan to the Smoot-Hawley Act, the one many blame for worsening the Great Depression. But Trump claimed the Great Depression would have never happened if they had stayed with the tariff policy.
Unbelievable. So what's Lutz's overall take?
He argues Trump governs at the intersection of arrogant stupidity, rank self-interest, and bitter grievance. He questions whether it's foolishness or intentional chaos, but points out the GOP mostly went along with it. Senator Johnson is quoted saying it's a high-risk bet, but he may be right.
And if he's wrong,
Lutz's final line hits hard. The American public will be stuck with his gambling arrears.
Oof, that's a grim prediction. Thanks for breaking down this fascinating piece of history.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder of, well, lots of things. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with another intriguing look back, or maybe even forward. Who knows? Until then, stay informed, stay curious, and most importantly, stay engaged.
Goodbye.